turunduse täht.
Is there anything you noticed last week that you would bring as an example for other marketeers that this is a good thing to learn from?
Well, I was interested about Sony Mobile's new consumer-led brand positioning and their extraordinary campaign. Sony wants to put their customers kind of in the center of the brand, and they start also discussing with customers about the products, and also they want to share customer stories. And I think this is the modern marketing of today, and they have launched it. The campaign was it 4 days ago or something like that. So it's called by the name Extraordinary, and it has just started. But I'm interested about learning more about the campaign, and I should consider people to kind of watch it and see where it's going.
Wow, it's a really very good example. I haven't noticed it, but I really would like to know more as well, as it seems to be also in line of with the topic what we are talking about. I had a candidate from Estonian market, and I think that what we celebrated last week, believe me, more than Easter, we celebrated the 1st of April, the All Fools' Day.
Yeah.
And it's always, every year, it's very popular that different companies and different media channels try to fool you. Sometimes you believe, sometimes you not. But this year, I think the hero of the April Fool Day was Estonian Board of Statistics.
Okay.
Can you believe?
I didn't hear about this. Tell me more.
Yeah, and it was very funny. What they did was that they really released the news about different statistics, and they tried to bring they tried to compare different indicators that were not maybe very much connected and find connections. And I think one of the indicator was that they found correlation because men using it was so that the more men use internet, the less they get married, for instance.
Okay, yeah.
And then
I could believe that's true.
Some of us could even believe it. I don't know is it true or not, but if you look at the graphs, they were really similarly shaped. So it was really funny. And one of the graphs was where they compared that people graphs showing that people tend to sleep at night. Okay. And this hadn't changed during some tens of years, and it was so funny. And I think that that it brought up again the discussion about the statistics and how much you can lie with the statistics, and so on. So such a, let's say, a boring topic was somehow made kind of bright and exciting. So this was my candidate for the week. So now we have two candidates. Whom would you choose? Whom would we send a weekly marketing award? It's a diploma with a star on, so that all the winners are going to receive.
I think I like your example more because I love the idea. The Sony's campaign is it's only starting, and I think it will be great. But they have used more money, I think, than in your examples. And I think that your example is important also nowadays, when in Finland at least we are talking about the things that people are kind of believing everything they see online, all the things that are said that they are news, everyone is kind of believing things that go in Facebook and this kind of media critics. It's important to get it discuss about more about it and get it out loud. And I think it was really interesting, funny, and as you said, it kind of boring topic, but then again important, and they get it with a joke, people to discuss about it. So I would vote for that.
Okay, very good. I think that I will agree with you, because I think that they really, really kind of nailed it this week. But I would promise you that I'll keep my eye on Sony, what they are doing. And when they finish the campaign and report that this was a success story, then we will bring them up again and then see and compare if they can get the weekly marketing award.